Fast food workers are asking for their wages to be nearly doubled to $15 an hour. Dozens of protests have taken place in cities across the United States. Today, activists made their case, again, for more pay. Lenza Bogali talked to protesters outside a McDonald's in South LA.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
Chanting, dozens of fast food workers, organizers, and community leaders raised their voices outside of the McDonald's on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, near Vermont. The workers say their pay isn't a decent wage.
I thought slavery ended a long time ago. When I go to work, I don't go in happy.
A lot of the times we have to do extra work. We do the work of 3 to 2 people.
I'm about to have a daughter, so that's another responsibility for me. And with $8 an hour, I could barely make enough for me.
Higher wages aren't the only thing that protesters want. With almost 4 million fast food workers, they propose unionizing the country. Jose Paz works at this McDonald's. Accompanied by news media and supporters, Paz confronted his manager directly.
Honestly, I was very nervous. It's just that fear of intimidation. Even now, I still fear that he may fire me. This is not just about me. This is for everyone else who is going through worse situations than I am.
Paz's manager refused comment, but one McDonald's customer, who only gave her name as Carla, complained about the protest. She says the answer to a better life isn't higher fast food wages, but higher education.
I really believe that if these kids go and prepare themselves, go back to school, become a lab technicians, x-ray technicians, nurses assistants, and all of that, they don't have to fight. So I think that going to school is the best bet.
But for Jessica Garcia, fast food work is her only option. She says with 2 kids and a husband who is out of work, she has no time to go to school. Statistics show that 70% of fast food workers earn an average of $13,289 a year, a salary that is drastically lower than the average income of $51,017 a year. Rebecca Ronquilla, lead organizer of the Korean Town Immigrant Alliance, says that these discrepancies are unfair because of the important role fast food workers play.
Most of these McDonald's are located in low-income communities, and given that they are such a profitable business, they are not sharing that wealth with the workers, whom are the motor behind the success that they are today.
McDonald's refused comment, but its mission statement says it is committed to continually improving their operations and enhancing its customer service. Lenza Bogala, Annenberg Radio News.